MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best selling show.
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail.
Mark Out Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Wampus.
Orange Room.
Warlike Radio!
Three geeks speed by. Shy Kids, the podcast. Too fast for the naked eye. Shy Kids, the podcast. Shy Kids, they can really talk. Shy Kids, they like to fucking suck. Shy Kids, they're the dumbest show alive.
Shy Kids.
Welcome to the Shy Kids Podcast. My name is Corey.
My name is Dean.
My name is Doc. No rhythm. White man.
One of these days we should coordinate that.
Yeah, right.
never quite lines up right. The way we wanted it to.
Right.
Anyway. How you guys doing?
Good. How was everybody's week?
Shitty.
Was it weak?
Yeah. Weak.
Weak was whack. Why was it weak, Dean?
Meds.
Are you still adjusting to new medication?
Yeah.
That's actually shitty, man.
Yeah.
I was sick Monday and Tuesday and part of today and still kind of blech.
Yeah. What kind of sick?
Like lots of duty that's runny.
And you brought that into my garage?
Well, I left it in my toilet at home.
Don't bring your shit.
Lots of that, lots of headaches, and lots of like, I need to go to sleep right fucking now.
Really?
Lots of that, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It was just Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, I still had the duty,
mm-hmm.
but I actually went to work.
Mm-hmm. It was functional duty.
Yeah, and I was able to stay awake and stuff, probably because I slept like 18 hours the day before.
Yeah, that probably helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate unfunctional duty. Unfunctional duty is terrible.
It's really bad. You have to like wipe extra spots around your asshole. Like I poop reached there. Holy shit.
How does shit get there?
Yeah. How did it get under my leg? I was sitting on the seat.
Why does my tailbone have shit on it?
Yeah. Oh, that's like when you have a child.
Yeah.
There's this weird phenomenon that happens when they're very young because of the angles in which they are sleeping or whatnot.
Yeah.
Sometimes their shit like defies physics and like they'll have a blowout. Blowouts are fairly common early on.
What's a blowout?
A blowout is where the whatever is supposed to be contained in the diaper leaks out of the diaper.
Okay.
It blows out of the diaper.
I got it.
Right? Often this is attributed to the fact that young parents are using the wrong size diaper or they have not put it on properly.
Oh. Right?
So a lot of times, you know, shit will go awry. Like we had I have a boy. And I didn't know that when you put his diaper on, you had to make sure he was pointed down because...
His wiener?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the baby. You have to put the diaper on face down. Yeah, you have to put his dick facing down when you put the diaper on because otherwise he'll pee up onto his chest.
I've been there, brother.
That's gonna he's gonna develop some fetishes later in life because of that.
So I learned that lesson quick. But there's a weird phenomenon about these blowouts. Sometimes they, as you would expect, sort of go out the leg holes. Right? Yeah. Like they destroy a diaper and it goes out the leg holes. But there's these mystery fucking diapers that defy physics where you'll smell poop and you'll feel maybe a wetness when you pick them up, or like you'll see that there's like a little bit of a stain on their onesie or whatever on their small of their back.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit, you fucking destroyed a diaper. That's great. And you'll take the diaper off. Diaper is fucking completely clean.
What?
It's all up their back.
Oh no.
I don't know how it happens.
It like turned weird.
Yeah. They had a burst.
Yeah. It was like they were shitting and had a fart bubble.
Yeah.
That exploded at the same time and only shot it upward.
Wow. That's like, okay, so I have a leather chair at my computer at home. So sometimes I'll fart and the fart will go forward and creep between my balls and my leg.
You feel that, the fart bubble?
Yeah, the fart bubble.
Oh, the
and
fart
then it,
bubble.
Pops once it reaches.
Yeah, it's so weird
there.
That happens. Yeah. You can sort of sit on it, move around on it.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, I swear, I almost had a, I'm pretty sure I had a fart bubble once get like halfway up my chest before I finished.
It was trying to reach your mouth. Yeah.
Must go back in. More nutrients.
The circle of life.
I really feel like this is an edit point. We should add classical music to this one.
Yeah.
You're listening to NPR.
Like Claire de Lune or something.
Yeah. Nice poop radio.
Yeah. All shit considered.
Yeah.
It's pretty fantastic and the worst thing ever all at the same time. I still don't. It happened a handful of times when my kid was very young, and I have no idea how it caused.
See how potty trained now?
Yeah. We haven't dealt with diapers for a little while.
Do you have to deal with the, can you wipe my butt?
There's a bit of that.
Yeah.
I don't think that goes away for like a few years.
It's, yeah, I having a little brother, now I'm outing him, but having a little brother, that went on way too long.
How old did it, was it until he, how old was he until it stopped?
I don't know.
14
I don't
and a half.
Yeah, right. I just remember being like,
Doc, I made a mess with my wiener.
Oh,
Can you wipe me?
I never did it. First off.
Oh,
No, I would not fucking wipe an ass. I don't even like wiping my own ass.
Right.
Yeah. I just remember like having to say to my mom, you're really still doing that? Yeah.
Gotta spread your wings and fly.
You would have been, what, like 11?
You know what's great is some of his friends listen to this podcast.
Do they really?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't need to know that your brother had his ass wiped for him until he was 7 and a half.
No, it wasn't that long. It wasn't that long. I just remember like
you were graduating high school and he was still in the bathroom like, Mom!
I just remember being like, he can like think now and stores memories and can form complete sentences. He should probably wipe his own butt.
Yeah, well, a lot of times too, like it's not every time.
Yeah.
With my kid, he actually does a pretty good job. We have the wet wipes.
Oh, those cottonelle
too. So like yeah, like the flushable.
I saw that when I used your bathroom last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the wet wipes and I used it to wipe my dickhead. After
so much,
I went pee.
So much better than dry toilet paper.
Those things are a miracle.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
That's one thing that like they don't tell you until you become a parent, or you don't figure out until you become a parent, is that fucking wet wipes in general are the best invention ever.
Yeah.
Those fucking baby wipes, not necessarily all the flushable ones. Like people are just now sort of getting on board with the flushable wipes.
Yeah.
But like just the regular baby wipes are great for everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Like wings, like you eat hot wings.
Yeah.
Fuck paper towels. Get some fucking baby wipes and you're good to go. You're solid.
I'll go to my mom's and be like, you should get the flushable wipes now.
Yeah.
They'll ruin the plumbing.
No, they won't.
They're flushable. That's in the name.
You cannot use, some people I've seen, on their Facebooks and whatnot, they'll talk about using baby wipes.
Yeah.
Instead of toilet paper.
No.
That will fuck up your plumbing.
That belongs in a diaper pail.
Yeah. Baby wipes are not degradable.
Yeah, you need flushable adult wipes.
It needs to say flushable.
Welcome to the shit kids. Shit
cancels. Like every six episodes we talk about shit.
This is what happens, by the way, when a guest cancels.
Yeah, we were supposed to have a guest because what's this month, Dean?
Guest.
Yes, it is.
We ended up having one guest.
One guest.
For guest.
That's all you need.
We had three scheduled, two of which have canceled.
Two out of three have canceled.
Yeah. But so we'll press on without having a guest.
Yeah. Now we have to think of a topic really quick.
We have to think of a clever way of turning September in, like, putting guest into September.
Guest-tember.
Guest-tember.
That's awfully Subway cop-out kind of a...
Subway?
You know, like the February.
Ugh. Did they do that?
Yeah. $5 foot long.
It's February.
Any foot long at Subway is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they were stretching. I don't know. Maybe we don't have to.
It was better than Poon June.
It's true.
It didn't even have anything to do with sandwiches. I don't know why they did that.
It was a weird.
It was inappropriate.
It was just like Jared trying to pick up chicks in a Subway. It was weird.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
February's Black History Month, right?
Yes.
Shouldn't it be March?
Because of the March on Washington?
Because of the Million Man March?
Any march.
Like, because it's
like they had to march to fight for their rights, you know?
It's a protesty sounding month name.
That makes more sense to me. It's March.
You don't want to give them more than 28 days.
I was about to say, yeah.
They'll go crazy.
Is that what it is? The government's like, you only get 28 days.
Yeah.
You don't get a full 30.
And they share it with something else, right? Like, February is also like national.
Excuse me, 31. March.
March has 31.
Yeah.
Past September.
Do you have like a device for figuring out, which months are longer than the others?
Yeah. 30 days has September, April, June, and November.
All the rest have 31 except some other shit I forget.
Except February.
Yeah, I never learned that.
Oh, okay.
That was when the first time somebody did that, I think I was in college.
Yeah.
And they spouted that off like you guys just did robotically. Like,
right.
And I was like, what the fuck is that?
It's because he went to weird ass Montessori.
I know. I went to a public school.
Yeah.
The device we learned was...
If you can get the dildo all the way in your ass, it's March.
February only goes 28 increments. I don't know. or you just have less time to fit it all in your ass.
Right.
Beads.
If you look at your hand and your knuckles, right?
Yeah.
In between your knuckles is lower than your knuckles, obviously, right?
What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the high points, your knuckles are the high points, and then the valleys in between your knuckles are lower points, right?
Right.
If you count out the calendar,
yeah.
January starting on your first knuckle of your pointer finger,
yeah.
January, February,
yeah.
March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
This is very visual.
It's visual.
And it's not helping our listeners at all.
So if you count from knuckle, valley, knuckle, valley, knuckle, valley, knuckle, knuckle,
yeah.
Then back valley.
Isn't that a porno?
Knuckle valley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of porno,
but it totally works out, and that's the way I learned it.
Yeah.
And every time I show somebody that, they're like, "That's fucking stupid. Why didn't you just learn the song?"
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of porno, guess what I watched this weekend?
Alice in Wonderland.
Doctor Whore.
What?
It's a Doctor Who porn.
Doctor Whore.
Okay, so let me give you the breakdown of this.
Is it a female doctor?
Hold on. Starts off with Amy and Rory fucking.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so it's like recent Doctor Who characters.
Amy and Rory fucking.
It's not William Hartnell fucking.
When they finish, it's revealed that the 11th Doctor has been watching them the whole time.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, they conceived in the TARDIS.
Right. Then he takes off, and then River shows up, and he fucks her.
How close are the likenesses?
Rory is the worst one. He looks nothing like Amy's. Really,
he's
good.
He's an Asian dude.
Amy's really good, but it's totally a red wig.
Ah. Are they speaking in accents?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poorly, but yes. 11 is, he's got the hair kind of, but he doesn't look like him.
Mm.
River is wearing a curly wig, and somewhat like her. Anyway, so then they go fuck, and then it cuts to like Tennant and Rose fucking.
What?
Yeah. Like, he's also in this adventure. And then after they get done fucking, like...
The dick of the doctor.
Cyberman attack.
Oh, shit.
And Martha, that's the black companion,
uh-huh.
She shows up, and then, like, Captain Jack Harkness shows up.
He's gay, right?
He's bi.
He's bi.
He's omnisexual because he fucks aliens.
Oh.
Yeah. he shows up, and then like 10 and 11 show up.
And just rail Martha? Just the gangbang on Martha?
10 gets killed. 11.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know. 11 gets shot, and then he regenerates into porn star April O'Neil, who is like a hot tan porn girl.
What?
Yeah. And then her, Martha, and Captain Jack fuck. Threesome. And that's the end.
Big finish.
Yeah.
It's like the fireworks at Disneyland. You want to use them all. Oh, my
God. Yeah. I want you to take screen grabs.
Oh, okay.
And post, like, safe screen grabs.
The safe for work ones?
And then post those either on our Facebook or or our Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Because I think the people out there really need to go.
This might be what finally gets our listeners into Doctor Who.
Doctor Whore. Yeah.
It's a gateway.
Well, like, start with Doctor Whore, then skip to
Season 5.
Matt Smith. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, River and Eleven's whole scene is done POV style. So it's all like...
From the doctor's point of view?
You just see... Yeah, you see his point of view the whole time.
Right.
So it's just like him... Like, you just see his dick going in and out of her, and then her full body and shit.
Just looking down at his TARDIS.
Yeah. His turgid
does,
TARDIS.
When he enters her, does he say, it's bigger on the inside?
I forget.
Because that would have been great.
Yeah, that probably
if that would have happened.
Yeah. She's all pissed.
Yeah. Fucker.
But yeah, speaking of Doctor Whore, we had the new Doctor Who this weekend.
Yeah, Doctor Who premiered.
Yeah.
Or it landed, right?
That's the Doctor way, has landed. The new
the way
Doctor.
They refer to it.
Peter Capaldi. I did a whole podcast on it with
you
my
did.
Buddy Rorschach.
You announced last episode during your plugs that you were starting a new podcast, and first episode aired Tuesday?
We released it Tuesday. That's the plan. Doctor Who airs Saturday. We release it the Tuesday after.
Sweet. So you record them like Sunday.
We record Sunday, exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I listened to it. Dean, did you?
I enjoyed it.
Did you? Good.
Yeah,
we just sort of broke down the episode and talked about things we liked in it and shit.
And made Godzilla sounds.
And then we made Godzilla sounds.
I listened to it as well.
Yeah. It's called Two Fat Daleks. It's on sharktake.com. Shark ends in C instead of K.
Yes. Yeah.
That's my plug now.
Oh, okay.
Doing my plug now.
yeah. Two Fat Daleks. You and Rorschach. You liked it, Dean.
I did.
I felt like I was listening to an affair happen. Like,
you should have heard when I announced it on Andy's show.
I did listen.
You did
listen,
hear that?
I listened to It's All About Me, too.
Holly didn't seem pleased.
Holly left the show. She's like, well, fuck you guys. Then I'm just going to go take a break. You guys take the show. Yeah. No.
I'm hoping that was a bit.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
No, actually, I did listen to it, and I have to tell you, good job, sir.
Oh, thank you.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Although, the entire time I was listening to it,
yeah,
I wanted to have a conversation with you.
You wanted to join?
I wanted to have those conversations with you, because so often we've had those conversations where, like, we'll see something, and then we'll fucking break it down geek style.
Yeah.
And you were doing that on the podcast, basically. Although you have such a fucking encyclopedic.
I don't think either.
I think it's
word.
Like encyclopedia file.
Yeah,
you have such
it
a broad,
right.
Encyclopedist.
Yeah,
A broad knowledge of Doctor Who and the history of Doctor Who and like what episodes sort of lead to other episodes. That you're kind of like the Doctor. And Rorschach is
my name is Doc.
No, no, I know. You're so aptly named Doc on a podcast about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
And Rorschach is kind of like your companion who keeps, like, asking questions and, like, I'm just along for the ride, you know?
Right.
But yeah, like, you would talk about stuff and break shit down that, like, I hadn't even fucking considered.
Right.
Like, you talked about the opening credit sequence being, like, clockwork and not them going through the time vortex for the first time.
Yeah.
And, like,
every other opening credits has been the time vortex.
Right. And how
or
that,
just space.
And how that might be
space clouds.
Significant to the way they're going with the series. This, you know, like.
Maybe.
No, I know. But like, I hadn't paid two shits to the, like, opening credits came on and I like sort of went to my phone. Like, I didn't really care to watch the new opening credits.
Right.
Sequence.
What a bad fan.
I know, right? Like I listened to the song and I liked the new song.
Yeah.
I
was watching a Matt Smith's years with a friend and you know when he got that green coat halfway through season 6, he got a green long coat.
Yeah.
Like a few episodes went by and I'm like, did you notice he got a new green coat? And they're like, no. I'm like, look, he's always worn brown tweed jackets. Suddenly he has a long green coat. You didn't notice that? I was pissed.
See, you watch Doctor Who differently than the sort of layperson watches Doctor Who.
I also, like, when the new episode aired, I watched it about 3 times.
I've seen it twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking of watching it a second time.
My second viewing... was a lot better than the first viewing. The first viewing, I was a little torn about some stuff.
Okay.
We don't have to get into, like, fucking Doctor Who talk.
I know. What? I already have a podcast where I do this. I don't need to do it here. For Christ's sake.
but your ability to sort of take all of the fine detail stuff that you've picked up and explain it all really works. Really works.
Thank you.
Really works. I look forward to, having you fill in all the gaps for me every Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm going to, like, pilot episode, right, for our show, pretty much. And I kind of didn't know what we were doing, really.
Uh-huh.
So I was just kind of like, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. I want to do more of, like, this happened, and this is why it's important, which I touched on a few of those.
Right.
But I want to make that more of the focus than just, here's an exact recap of what happened.
Right.
So I think future episodes will be a little more streamlined. I mean, it was 1 hour and 20 minutes where we talked about a show that was 1 hour and 10 minutes long.
Right. Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be just 1 hour. You know.
It'll fluctuate.
Yeah.
Depending on, like, there'll be certain episodes.
We talked for 2 hours. I edited all our fucking unnecessary sidebars because we would go off on all sorts of crazy shit.
Right.
You only left the necessary sidebars.
Well, see, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you sort of are the doctor on that where you have to, like, no. This is what's important.
Yeah, right? You have to keep
achieving our goal.
You have to keep reminding Rorschach that you're not his boyfriend.
Yeah. And you have to tell him to stay put.
No.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't stay put, you have to scold him.
No, yeah. No, Rorschach's a good co-host because he'll throw things
awesome.
At me.
He's awesome. You guys have a really cool chemistry. It's different than what we have here. It's different from what he has on It's All About Me. I recommend...
That is why when I thought of doing a Doctor Who podcast, I wanted a different co-host because I didn't want just the Shy Kids again.
Right.
So I was like, I want a different dynamic.
I mean, that hurts our feelings a little bit, but I understand.
I don't care. Yeah.
As long as you let us on as guests intermittently.
In fact, you'll probably notice I'm a lot more like Capaldi's doctor than any other because I don't care.
Right. Hey, this is probably why you connected so well with him.
I did. He was really good.
Yeah, it took me the entire episode before I sort of gelled with him as a doctor. I didn't like his transition doctor stuff.
You didn't like when he was all confused?
This is pointless.
Okay.
Let's just go on an adventure.
All right. Corey's wrong once again.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
It happens a lot.
I look forward to episode 2 where I think I'll have a much better time with the doctor as a full episode as opposed to just like the last 30 minutes.
Right.
You know.
Where he's totally in control.
Yeah. Like I want the doctor to fucking be the doctor.
Yeah.
It's weird when he's not.
He was Alzheimer's-y for the first half.
Yeah. Well, he was passing out and he was fucking crazy. Like I couldn't get a bead on what his personality was to whether or not I was going to like his personality.
Right.
You know?
Until the end.
Until like the last half an hour of the episode.
And he might have killed a guy, but enough of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. So since we don't have a guest and our topic was let's talk to the guest, what's our topic?
I could pretend to be the guest and you guys could just interview me.
No.
I think
no.
People have had enough of you.
Yeah, probably.
I like that way too much.
I'll refrain from the rest of the episode.
We were having pretty good volley with the shit stories.
What superpowers do you guys want to have?
No, I'm done. No,
did you just turn off your mic?
No, I just turned off the mic.
I don't know if people can hear you at all.
They can probably hear me on your guys' mic.
No, turn your mic back on.
I'm saying.
All right, turn your mic back on. We need you. You steer.
All right.
You're a good steerer.
you
no,
know,
Corey, you're an important part of this podcast, and you should stay.
I mean, just less of me, right?
No, more. Yeah. More of you. Yeah. More of you.
Lots more?
I want more of you.
More like radio.com.
Hey, coming up next, we got Butch and Bruce.
I love Butch and Bruce.
Butch.
Bunch of bursts in the morning.
Bunch of bursts in the morning.
Coming at you.
Yeah.
What about these immigrants, Butch?
WNBC. Yeah. No. All right. Well, I'll...
After that, we got back a bowl soda may. More like radio.com. Back of Bulls Rotomay coming out strong.
Right after Butch and Burst.
Right after Butch and Burst. Anyway.
See, you don't need me.
No. Well, we got Butch and Burst. We can just have them join our show.
Butch and Burst.
And Fatimo
Show
to Main.
They're a good show to show.
I feel like Butch and Burst overpower us a little bit.
I know. They're really good.
Good dynamic.
After us, but in the morning.
Next week, in Dean's absence, we'll do the entire show as Butch and Burst.
Butch and Burst. Coming up next, Adam O'Fodermane. Fodermane.
Right, our sister show, Butch and Burst.
Fuck. So you were saying something?
I had a topic.
You did.
I thought of it driving over since we lost our guest and no longer had our guest as the topic.
Yes.
And it's a surprise we never even covered this, really, because it seems like one of the most basic conversations that dudes have when they get together.
Okay, I'll suck you off.
Yeah. There you go. That's exactly what I wanted.
just
don't tell anybody, okay?
And right. Clean up after yourself. Yeah.
What superpowers would you have if you could have a superpowers?
Have we not had the superpower conversation?
Never had the superpower.
We haven't had the geekiest conversation.
No. The closest thing we had is your three wishes.
Oh, we did.
Because you could have been like, wishes. I want antlers. I want to be antler boy.
I want to be covered in fur and muscles.
Call me Two Buck Fu.
Two Buck Fu?
I'm a kung fu deer.
Two Buck Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superpowers. I can't believe that
superpowers.
We...
Superpowers.
Superpowers. Yeah.
Not static shock. Jeez.
Coming up on Butch and Burst superpowers.
Butch and Burst.
Superpowers.
So I am superpower. Superpowers.
This is a fucking wacky episode already.
It is fucking wackadoo.
You want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead. You start. Tell us what superpower you would most... No, hold on. Are we just talking like if we could have one superpower?
No, because a lot of superheroes do have multiple. So I'd say as long as they work together.
They have to be in tandem.
Yeah, they have to kind of be in tandem. Like,
so like Aquaman can breathe underwater and talk to fish.
Yes, but it's not like I want to have claws like Wolverine, but invisible, like Invisible Boy.
Or Invisible Girl.
Whatever.
No,
oh, that is Invisible Girl.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Think of me gender swapping.
Yeah,
what am I, Rule 43? My reference.
Internet.
Internet.
10 out of 10 would be.
Yeah.
Invisible Boy.
Invisible Boy.
Hi.
He wouldn't be able to tell anybody about it.
Yeah.
Nobody saw a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't have to go in the closet with your nephew who's Invisible Boy.
Okay. Now it just got gross. You took it too far, Corey.
So I'll turn myself down.
No, again. Don't do it. Come back. Come back. I want to tell. Okay.
All right.
So your powers can work in tandem with each other, so you can have multiple.
Okay.
As long as they work together.
Okay.
It's not just crazy ass. We don't need a Superman here.
Okay.
I can fly and I'm strong and laser eyes.
I can punch dimensions.
I can turn back time.
Bullets just fly off of me.
I can find my way.
You know what's crazy about the old Supermans?
What? He didn't fly?
No. Every fucking Superman, like they would shoot at him.
Yeah.
With like their fucking Saturday Night Special, or a little snub nose gun, whatever, in the old Supermans. And then when they would finish shooting at him, knowing that the bullets were bouncing off of his chest, what would they all do?
Reload?
No. What? They'd throw the fucking gun at him. The fuck is that gonna
do? I'll get you, Superman.
Yeah. Pow, 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 pow. Fuck. throw the gun at him.
Yeah.
No, you're idiots. You deserve to die.
Well, you got to break the surface tension with something big, I think.
Yeah, right?
I would try, if I was like had to fight Superman, I would just try to make him laugh. I'd throw an Oreo cookie at his face.
Your superpower is, yeah. is comedy.
Did you just throw a cookie at me? Yes. That's silly.
Will you let me go? No, you're all right.
You scamp.
The great equalizer.
Yeah. Ruffle your hair.
That's like crush your skull.
Yeah. No, okay. So my powers, if I had choice. If I had choice.
If you had choice.
The power of choice.
Yeah. We are recording this in communist China.
Yes. We are pro-choice here when it comes to superpowers. Yeah.
And killing babies.
I would go
and
with...
And raping Invisible Boy.
No. Oh, nobody
not,
wants to
oh,
do
we're
that.
Not, we're not free about that
That's
choice.
Gross.
Okay.
Corey,
we are pro-life on Invisible Boy's anal virginity.
unless he wants it.
Well, yeah.
But not when he's an adult.
Yeah, not
when he's an adult.
When he's invisible
when
man.
When he can give invisible
with
consent.
With another consenting adult.
Yeah.
That or doesn't have to be invisible.
Or he's reached an age of consent in a state where that's okay.
Okay, Corey. Why don't you pull out your wallet guide so we can see?
I have an app for that.
All right.
You have an app for that?
You know, make this rape sex here.
Hold on. No, don't do that.
Not Matthew McConaughey.
If you weren't invisible anymore.
If I stopped the rape.
Yeah, if I stopped raping you. See, rape is like, it's like a spear.
All right, you're turning into Bill Clinton.
I did a little bit. Sorry. Go ahead.
My superpowers would be ghost powers.
Ghost powers.
Ghost powers.
Ghost powers.
I'm ghost powers.
International man of mystery.
No.
Ghost powers, P.I.
Yeah. No, like invisibility.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through shit.
Okay.
You know, like move through objects and shit.
Like Shadow Cat.
Yeah, like Shadow Cat,
mm-hmm.
but with invisibility.
Okay.
Do
you have to be invisible to walk through shit?
Yes. I'm going to limit myself.
Okay.
I do have to be invisible to walk through shit.
Okay.
Yeah. I really wouldn't do it any other way. Now that I can't think of a reason I would, let me walk through this, but I don't want to be invisible for this.
You could walk to a wall, turn invisible, and make it look like you walked through the wall.
That's true. Like really quick.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
if you wanted
yeah.
to disguise yourself in somebody's animal trophy room, you just stick your head through the wall.
You couldn't do that.
Just fucking okay. So mine is like really old, dumb comics version of superhero, no. where I can fool the bad guy by being a trophy head.
Yeah, instead of just being invisible,
I'm a statue. Yeah. No. Okay. So. Yeah. Invisibility, walk through shit. Floating.
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 Okay.
We all float down here.
So you just stick your dick in somebody
and then don't move.
You know. Yeah. No, I don't want to do the Mormon thing.
Oh, not that floating.
Not Mormon okay. floating, like actual hovering. Yeah.
That's sort of the same thing.
Yeah, some flying around and shit. And possession.
It's like flight, but barely.
Yeah. But possession. Possession.
Oh, and possession.
Yeah. Oh, and then I can choose to turn off the walkthrough shit so I can still move stuff, but still be invisible.
Well, yeah, you should be able to turn on and off the walking through shit, right?
Yeah. You'd need to.
And the invisible, like, you would be able to control all of these aspects.
Right. But I can't walk through shit unless I am
unless
invisible.
You're invisible.
That's my one limitation of
I
these
see.
Rules. Yeah.
Okay.
Would you just be spending all your time, like, helping Richie Rich solve mysteries?
No. I would probably, here's the thing, I might not be a good guy.
Oh, so you would be.
I don't know if I'd be a villain, like, I would.
You'd be Deadpool.
I would okay. That's a good point.
You should be hovering sort of in the gray middle.
I would definitely help people, but I would also definitely haunt my friends as a goof, steal. I would totally steal.
You'd be a what would you need to steal for? You're a ghost.
I'm not dead. I'm still me. Oh. I just have ghost powers.
Okay.
Like
okay.
during the day, I'm still Docky Wheats.
Not not dead.
No, not dead.
You just have the powers of dead
yeah,
things.
The power to move you.
What I was going to say for my special power.
Oh, is that what you wanted? The power to move you?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Stole my line.
Juggernaut, bitch.
Now I got to think of something. Shit.
Yeah. But yeah, ghost powers.
Ghost powers.
Yeah.
I like that name, though. Ghost powers.
I'm ghost powers. That's great. That's perfect. My fucking superhero name is ghost powers.
Ghost powers.
Oh, you'll get so caught great. Up in the ghost powers. Ghost powers!
You'll get caught up in it.
We have to do an all singing episode.
A musical episode, yeah, a like musical Buffy episode. Did.
We totally should.
Yeah. We'll call it the Sweeney Pod.
I shit my pants twice in a row in front of the same building.
You did what?
I shit my pants.
What?
Twice.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I know.
Reach I can't your, believe it.
Point your asshole up to the skies and see.
Galileo. Ghost powers.
Ghost powers.
I like that. That's sort of you leveled up invisibility.
Right, exactly.
You took like, because a lot of people choose invisibility.
Yeah.
And I mean, like a lot of these superpowers are sort of like, there's some people out there would say that they're like, they're sort of telling of your personality.
Right.
You
know, so they sort of gauge people. I'm a sneaky bastard.
Sneaky fucker. Yeah.
A possession would be fun too, though, because
you're a manipulative sneaky fucker.
Yeah, I could be like, I could possess someone's kid and be like, what do you mean? I am your daughter. Like into others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I think I've worked in reverse.
Yeah, that was
one.
A little.
Yeah.
That was
the
was
ghost
a human.
Girl. The ghost girl possessed an old lady.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. They were all dead.
They were all dead. They were all dead in that movie.
Even the Ninth Doctor who was in it.
The Ninth Doctor was
he was.
Really?
Yeah.
What was he?
He was one of the caretakers that's also a ghost.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
We're all ghosts. We're all ghosts here.
We're all dead.
Yeah.
We're all dead.
I was going to take you to so many places. Ghost world.
I'll fly you around in my ghosty TARDIS.
My ghosty TARDIS. It's a TARDIS. Time and relative dimensions and spirits.
You win Little American in the middle there.
Whatever. Fuck it.
I like
TARDIS
those
stands for
powers.
Terrible accents by
Gary Busey. TARDIS.
Time and relative dimensions and space.
That is something he would probably fucking.
He would get it right.
He would just know that.
Yeah.
T
is for Tofino. A is for aardvark.
Would you have a costume, like just a sheet with like a top hat or?
No, I'm not Topper. Oh.
My only problem with that is that you would probably end up going through your clothes, which would be distressing. Oh. For
that is always the hang up on. Invisibility power in general is do you also
I'd need a Sue Storm suit that adapts.
Right.
So I don't have to be naked. Because I don't want to be naked invisible. I'd fuck up once. I'd like accidentally turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd think, oh, visible. Oh, shit.
Well, and every time you would re-enter a room.
Yeah.
If you wanted to show yourself, you'd have to like find something.
I'd have to put on clothes.
Yeah.
A cock sock.
You'd have to find some sort of a bikini brief or something around. Do they have a towel in this place?
And that would be really awkward if you made yourself visible while you were jacking off in Olivia Wilde's shower.
That would be awkward.
That is the plan.
Be invisible in her bathroom.
And then I'll possess Jason Sudeikis and then, you know, get to bang her.
Would you come ectoplasm?
That's what cum is. It's ectoplasm.
Yeah. Ectoplasm is ghostly cum.
Yeah.
Is that what Slimer was doing to the Ghostbusters?
Like, no, yeah. Slimer was rushing towards Venkman and he goes, oh my God, Bill Murray. And he just came on him.
Yeah. I feel like you would do the same thing.
He was a fanboy.
That's I'd go haunt Bill Murray.
I loved you in Stripes.
Perfect. Yeah. I'll haunt him and then be like, no one will ever believe you.
Right?
Yeah.
So you would definitely haunt people?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You would.
I show up as a killer clown in your son's room.
Wait, you can show up as a killer clown?
Sure, I'm a ghost. That's another thing. Shapeshift.
No, I'm not giving you shapeshift.
I would just dress as a clown, and then go invisible.
So we're saying that in your invisible realm, you can whatever you're touching also goes invisible.
Yeah, if I choose to have it go, so my clothes can go invisible.
Gotcha.
I mean, when you see ghost movies, they're wearing clothes. They're
now,
not all fucking naked.
Do
so clearly their clothes also died.
Yeah. They're made of organic material.
Yeah.
They're connected to them.
I can only wear leather. That's how it works. Has to be something that was living.
You're just in leather and sweaty all the time.
You have to wear wool suits. And
God, this is terrible.
You only have a white glow because of all the baby powder you're pouring on yourself to try to soak up all the sweat underneath the leather suit.
Or like real fur. I can wear leather or real fur.
And it's just doused in paint from PETA.
My costume would be leather pants and a mink stole. I am Ghost Powers.
I think that would be scarier than the invisibility.
You don't want to see me, trust me.
You would look like a WWE wrestler.
I just need a fucking...
Ghost Powers! No, I need brother!
A Stormtrooper helmet. I could be the Shockmaster.
Yeah. Shirtless with a mink stole and leather pants.
That's exactly what he dressed as. Yeah, he had one of those like Captain Caveman vests.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
Anybody else?
Well, that brings me my superpowers. I want to be Captain Caveman.
Captain Caveman. Now, let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. I only knew Captain Caveman from Flintstones Kids, the show. Was it called Flintstones Kids?
The Flintstone Kids, yeah, I think so.
The Flintstone Kids, yeah.
10 million strong.
No, that's the vitamins.
And growing.
But it's yeah. So there was a show called Flintstones Kids.
I don't know.
And there was Captain Caveman in that.
With the Flintstone Kids.
Yeah, but that's the vitamins. Song.
Did they make a cartoon that was also called the
Flintstones
Kids?
Yeah, there was a cartoon called Flintstones Kids.
Yeah, it was like
it was
Muppet.
Just about
it was
Pebbles and Bam Bam? Or
no, it was Baby Fred and Wilma and all of them.
It was Muppet Babies.
I'm not familiar with this cartoon.
It was Muppet Babies for Flintstones, yeah.
I did not know.
So Captain Caveman was on that show. Did he have his own thing too before that?
I think he did. He had the old Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
I'm fucking dumb.
It was like around the same time as like Hong Kong Phooey and all that weird
Hong
shit.
Hong Kong Phooey.
Number one super
Jabberjaw.
So we have a dog that's also a janitor and also Kung Fu Master.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of layers there.
Hong Kong Phooey. Didn't they make a live-action Hong Kong Phooey?
No.
With Eddie Murphy?
They probably just did Air Bud, and he did karate in one of them.
No. I think maybe they're developing it.
There's no way.
I guarantee I saw something about
Eddie Murphy's animal thing is like Dr. Doolittle.
I need to Google this now because...
Google.
Google is copyright. We can't say that.
You have to say Google.
I'm going to Google it
now. Just Bing it. Nobody bings it.
I have to use Bing at work because Google's blocked.
Gross. Why does your
Google
work
is blocked?
Is your work really dumb?
They're
Why
very
is Google
dumb.
Blocked?
I don't know. Like
too much porn on there. Bing doesn't have porn.
And it's a job where we have to constantly look up images using our design.
Yeah.
So it's stupid. And Bing's image search sucks.
I would go postal. At your work, I would be just start shooting up the place going, why don't we have Google?
I present to you Exhibit A.
All right.
A screen cap.
Uh-oh. Don't do this.
Of a live-action 3D modeled Hong Kong Phooey.
Starring Eddie Murphy. What is he doing? Oh my God, really?
This is like a basset hound?
Dude, nobody even liked Hong Kong Phooey. He fucking sucked.
Let's see here. Let me see if I can find an article. Hong Kong Phooey Free. Jump to film.
Jump to film.
It's like the fucking underdog movie.
Let's see. On July 12th, 2009.
Oh, hold on.
It was announced that David A. Goodman had been hired to pen a Hong Kong Phooey film.
Oh, God.
Alex Zam is set to direct, and Broderick Johnson, Andrew Cosgrove, Brett Ratner.
Oh, God.
And Jay Stern are producing.
Oh,
Old shrimp it cock. Was announced August 10th of 2011 that Eddie Murphy will be voicing Penry / Hong Kong Phooey.
Boo.
Apparently the dog's name is Penry.
Oh, fucking.
P-E-N-R-Y.
I did not know this. Penry.
Penry?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
You're not normal, Penry.
It says that on December 28th, 2012, test footage of the film with live-action CG was leaked, and that's what I just showed you guys.
Boo.
Then there's no... maybe it got fucking shit-canned because nothing else exists. That's the end of the article.
It doesn't need to happen. It's bad. No. No.
But I was right. Eddie Murphy has something to do with
this is what we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
A Hong Kong Phooey movie.
People, you know what I was shocked to find out? I might have found it out during this podcast, actually, that there was a Smurfs 2.
Yeah, there was.
There is a Smurfs 2.
I didn't know that. The Smurfquel?
The Smurfquel? I don't think they called it that.
No, okay.
The only the chipmunks do the awful pun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Humor. No, yeah, there's a Smurfs 2, and there's evil Smurfs in it.
Oh, yeah, they're appropriately white Smurfs.
I think they're like purple Smurfs or something.
I thought they were pale white.
Are they pale Smurf white? Or... I don't know.
I don't know.
They're like goth Smurfs.
Yeah.
Super pale. Yeah. They have dark hair.
If you want to be a nonconformist they're like really us, brooding. You just have to dress like us and listen to the same music we do.
And wear creepers.
Yeah. South Park. So, superhero powers, Dean.
Sorry.
A real one. Don't say Captain Caveman.
Is that what started the whole
thing? Yeah. Captain Jesus Caveman, Flintstones Kids, Hong Kong Phooey, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And here we are. Goth Kids.
Goth Kids.
Goth Smurfs.
Goth Kids. Goth Kids. Goth Kids. Goth Kids.
I think my power would probably be teleporting, like pretty much like Nightcrawler rules.
Nightcrawler does rule.
He does. Yeah. He is pretty awesome.
Would you be German and very religious?
No, probably not. I still have my same personality and everything. This power is mostly one that I wish that I had whenever I'm driving somewhere because I have a long commute to work. And so I kind of just wish, like, anytime my car breaks down, I feel like I wish I could just fucking teleport.
I've thought of this, too. Like, just tell. I'll park at work and then be like, I wish I could just teleport to my desk.
I don't want to deal with all this in between.
That would be awesome.
Shit.
Teleportation would be awesome. Once they figure out teleportation fucking technology, I'm first in line to buy that shit because I agree.
Teleport to work.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Teleport to the bathroom.
Teleport to, like, vacation destinations. Yeah.
Or just like shit, and it teleports to the toilet.
You're just like, oh, I feel one turtle heading out, and just
flump.
There'd be a lot of accidental prolapses with that, though.
Yeah,
what would be weird?
Oh,
is
the
if
teleporter
you...
would suck too hard.
Yeah,
like fucking airplane toilet.
Or you wouldn't realize that somebody's on the toilet that you're teleporting your shit to, and they get a
little surprise
back
in their lap. Like
I would take Dean's version, though, where you have teleportation powers, because I don't want to fuck with a teleporter, because I don't want to turn into a half-fly monster, like old Jeffy Goldblum.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not into that.
No.
No.
I agree.
I think I also read an article that they were saying the amount of information that you need to beam over to make a teleporter work, like, say, we need to take a picture of where all your atoms are at this particular moment and then beam it over there. They said that like the bandwidth you would need for that is like physically impossible.
You can't just do that on 4G? That's not...
It would be like terabytes times terabytes times terabytes and like it's like
you would
more...
need true 4G, not 4G LTE.
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
You might need 5G.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You 5G? Need a lot of Gs.
A lot of Gs?
Yeah.
We sort of skimmed over it with jokes, but like it's possible.
No, there's a
chance.
People were speculating what teleporting would cost, and basically it would mean you'd have to have two machines that are just shooting information to each other, and you'd have to have you would be killed, but you would have a clone of yourself reconstructed at that other point,
like in the Prestige.
Yeah,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, except they were breaking. I think Michio Kaku was breaking down the amount of information that you'd need to actually beam over from each device, and you'd need to have this machine with all this weird organic sludge basically sitting in it that's ready to construct a human at any time.
So pretty much, you would walk into a booth, get murdered, and then another booth would 3D print a human.
Yeah,
and cross our fingers that it has the same personality
as you. And memories.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's not just some weird fucking skin monster.
So it'd be a suicide booth combined with a 3D printer, basically. Yeah, yeah. Which we have both of those. So
we do. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, let's start with cats.
Of course, you always start with cats and hats. Cats and hats. Yeah, that's how the Cat in the Hat got created. Actually,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So a cat and a hat teleported together.
I think
Tesla was fucking around with a coil, and
I think we usually start with dogs because I think the first animal that's ever been in space, like first living thing that's ever been out of space, was a dog.
I thought it was a monkey. It was a dog.
It was a dog. Yeah, Russian dog. Laika, I think.
Laika?
Yeah, that was the name of the dog.
Russians hate dogs. We hate monkeys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you want like to be able to instantly just go bamf.
Yeah, just get rid of the roads. Get rid of all the middle shit.
Yeah.
Now, would your teleportation?
I'm sorry, my power bores you.
No.
Hey, you teleport, it gives a shit.
To bore you.
Cut that.
No.
Please. I don't want to yawn through
all right,
shit.
It makes you look bad. We're keeping it in.
Now, would... Thanks. Less of me.
No, more of
no,
you.
More,
just
of,
making
more of you being bad.
More of bad me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would your teleportation be like... instantaneous, like on-off switch kind of teleportation, or
yeah,
would you just travel really, really fast?
No, I think it would just be like a thing. Like,
you want a Swahili translation every time you teleport?
Yeah, yeah. I want them to tell tales of my travels.
Would you have like a text alert every time you teleported? Bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
And then wherever you showed up, it would announce you're coming. Bloop, bloop, and then you would just be there.
Yeah, pretty much.
What you could do is...
It'd be like Metal Gear Solid sounds,
you
I
could
think.
Fade out and then fade in somewhere else, and during that it's going...
Yeah.
That's my TARDIS impression, which is really bad.
Yeah, because I forgot
sounds
to
like
take...
cat stuff.
Forgot to take the parking brake off.
Yeah.
So instantaneous. Because Nightcrawler moves really quickly.
Well, yeah, he teleports to another dimension... He like opens a portal to another dimension,
right,
and then moves very quickly through that and then comes out the other side.
Oh, so it's like moving in like 4D space or something.
Yeah. Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where?
That's how his works.
Where it's like a disc.
Like a disc.
And we're outside the disc and we're looking.
Are you true detectiving?
All the things. All the moments in your life are like statues. Yeah.
Life is like a box of statues.
You move along it.
You never know which one's made of concrete.
Corey's just busting out his McConaughey impression.
It's the only one I got, guys.
Yeah.
I can do that in Edwin. That's all I got.
Oh. Oh. Oh, Edwin. Hashtag Doc for Hatter. Yeah.
It died a little bit. We should bring that back. Doc for Hatter.
I'm not going to get it. Too tall, too fat.
It doesn't matter, man.
I could be like Beast.
You could sue them.
No.
For discrimination.
Yeah.
And then they'll have to make you Hatter for at least a day.
There. That's
all
work.
You need.
It's only a day away.
Superpower. Fuck. This is a hard question.
All right.
Oh, we never came up with a name for mine. Chicken shit boy. Queermo.
No.
Teletino.
No. Dean Between.
Dean Between.
There we go. Dean Between.
Dean Between. Yes.
There we go.
We have ghost powers and
ghost
Dean Between.
Ghost powers and Dean Between.
Oh, are you good or bad?
Chaotic neutral.
That's sort of like Doc.
That's kind
of
like I'd be.
Yeah.
So you teleport to rob banks.
Yeah.
But you'd also teleport to save crying infants.
It would mostly be just to save time for myself, so I
save time
so I could watch more TV shows and play more
that's
video
mine
games.
Are all selfish too. Yeah. I just want to prank people. And
well, why else have a secret power?
Look at shower
or
tits.
Superpower. Look at shower tits.
Shower tits.
Yeah,
that should be your name. Shower tits.
Shower tits.
Have no fear, shower tits are here. They're always wet.
Meanwhile, back at the Hall of Justice, shower tits is soaping up his tits.
Yeah.
I don't know, superpower. You guys had some really good ones. Teleportation and ghost powers.
Ghost powers.
Maybe
I like shower tits now. Shower tits.
I liked invisibility, but I don't want us to take the same one. I want to.
There's a hole in the wall where the men can see it all.
There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance.
Yeah. Milk, lemonade.
Fudge is made.
I remember that.
I would say
that used to be a thing.
Yeah, we used to do that, but nobody has said it around the corner in a long time. Fudge is made. All right, Corey. Superpower.
Less of me.
I got one for you.
I have one.
Water boy. You shoot water out of every orifice at all times.
You can't stop it.
You're like Cyclops, but with water.
You can never work in an office.
You'd have to wear a Bane mask.
You'd have to wear ruby sunglasses over every orifice. like Cyclops.
I don't like laser vision. That seems okay. too debilitating.
Why do you have ruby sunglasses on your asshole?
I would say
fill my eyes with that laser vision.
Do 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 do.
No disguise.
Oh, foreigner.
Doo-doo. With that water vision.
Do do.
You're just crying.
You just want to. You just want to have all the powers of foreigner.
Ooh.
Do do.
When you zap Jews to me. What?
Jews?
You're a Hitler. You're a laser Hitler.
Why are we zapping Jews?
You're like five Hitlers.
Yeah.
No, I think I would have the power of...
love. It's a curious thing.
Yeah, don't take money.
Yeah.
To ride this train.
You remind me of the babe.
What babe?
The babe with the power.
Ghost power.
First time we've been able to do that.
Yeah.
Because I know the reference now.
Yeah.
Terrible movie.
Labyrinth is great. Shut up.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It's got David Bowie's cock in it.
Really weird.
Yeah, it's got David Bowie's cock in it.
It has David Bowie's cock
yeah.
while he's singing to a baby.
Yeah. You know what other movie has David Bowie's cock? The Prestige. Bringing it around. All right. Go on.
I would have the power of... it would be like shapeshifting, but I would be able to regenerate.
Oh, no.
What?
Are you a Time Lord?
No, not regenerate in that way.
Okay.
Healing? Yes, like healing regeneration. Like, I would be able to regenerate cell structure.
Yeah.
So, like, if arm fell off, I could regrow an arm. If I wanted to change my appearance, I could restructure my face.
Yeah.
That coupled with the ability to heal other people.
Oh, you can touch heal shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would suck if you were having sex, though, because then their hymen would regenerate while you're doing
Only
it.
If I wanted it to. The beauty of that being that every girl would be a virgin.
Yeah, yeah, I just want bloody awkward sex with everybody.
Their vagina would heal and seal up.
It'd shut like a door.
Yeah.
And turn into a dick.
You're fixed. Misogyny. Hashtag.
Now you don't have men. To be envious anymore.
Yeah. Now we can be equals.
Yes. Mm. Enjoy your 75 more cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think that'd be cool. I liked invisibility. Invisibility would probably be tops on my list, but if I had to go with a second one, probably like the ability to sort of regenerate and like, because then I could do all sorts of fucked up shit to myself,
yeah,
and it wouldn't matter because I just like,
hi, I'm Corey Cook, and this is Jackass,
yeah,
bam,
yeah.
Bam,
exactly.
I'm getting tattoos of every girl's name on me,
because yeah, I could just think yeah. about it and yeah. delete it.
You don't even delete it; you can just change it to a new name. Just pew, move ink around.
That's true.
Yeah, move
that would cells. that'd be a little yeah. hard.
Oh shit! I ran out of letters.
It'd be a lot harder to rearrange.
All right, I need some more ink. Your name's longer than this girl's was.
But the way I figure it, it's kind of like invisibility in a way, because if I can restructure the way I look,
you could be a plant.
Then I could blend in. I would say that I'd have to stay humanoid.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to be fucking manimal. So I wouldn't want to like shapeshift into a bear or anything.
Instead of possessing Jason Sudeikis,
I could just
fuck Olivia Wilde.
Jason Sudeikis,
you can be him while he's at work or whatever he does.
Yes,
yeah. While he's making Horrible Bosses, 3.
I would be a dude Mystique.
Dude Mystique, but with Wolverine healing.
But with Wolverine healing,
yeah,
and the ability and Tangled's ability to give that healing to other people.
Tangled's ability. Does she do that?
Her hair heals. She sings a
her
song.
Her hair heals? I didn't even know this.
Spoiler alert.
I've never seen Tangled.
That's how the guy doesn't die at the end.
Oh, okay.
You should watch yeah. Tangled at your leisure, but
it's a good movie.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Is there any jackable scenes?
So you have a hair
You know,
fetish.
Like Frozen Hat?
not as many in Tangled.
Oh, okay.
What was the jackable scene of Frozen?
All of it.
Oh, okay. All of it.
When she unties her hair and she's yeah. like, yeah.
Oh, when she's like, the cold never bothered me anyway, and shuts that door and does a little yeah. flippy thing. Oh, fuck.
I was like, she's my dream girl.
Holy
I love the cold.
Shit. I would get a frosty blowjob from that chick. Any day.
She doesn't need to put an ice cube
no,
in her mouth.
No.
Nope.
Fucking just yeah. cold-ass breath. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I would have the power to
go there.
The power to sort of shapeshift and heal.
Yeah. At least you want to fuck the girls from Frozen and not like Bolt.
Nobody wants to fuck Bolt.
Oh, or the girls from Bolt.
No. Or Doug from Up.
From Doug.
From Up. Is his name Doug?
Yeah, the dog. Yeah.
You're my master.
He just get distracted
and
the
I
whole
love
time.
You.
It would suck.
Yeah. Squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to maintain eye contact.
Yeah. Come on, focus. Red Rocket, Squirrel. I love you. Don't say that. This is just sex.
Yeah.
Shapeshifting would be pretty cool. Because then I could be different. I could change my race.
Yeah.
I could change.
Yeah, but
my,
you're already white. You already hit the jackpot. Why would you?
Why but if I wanted to blend in.
Check your privilege, Corey.
Yeah. It'd be similar to invisibility, to where, like, if I went into a crowd, I could just blend into that crowd.
Yeah.
Or, like, if somebody was chasing me, I could just change my whole face.
Yeah.
And then they would not be looking for the same person.
Right.
I
did have one thought once of, like,
I definitely think I would be middle two. I don't think I would be like all good or bad.
Yeah.
I would definitely be doing some shitty shit because I could.
Sneaking into movies.
The best use of a superpower. Yeah.
I think all of our
sneaking
powers.
Into R-rated movies.
All of our powers are sneaking into movies potential.
Yeah. But sneaking into a second movie.
Yeah, that's what
I'd
I mean.
I'd pay for the first.
Right.
You know.
Pay for Guardians of the Galaxy.
But I just want to see Into
there,
the Storm.
You
because,
check out Godzilla or whatever. Yeah.
I'm not going to pay for Into the Storm.
No. I don't even know what it is.
It's about tornadoes.
No. Oh, good. Another one of those.
Yeah. Because Twister didn't really finish that conversation.
My wife saw Into the Storm recently.
Yeah.
She took her sister out on a date to go see it. And
did they get some?
popcorn with a hole in the bottom of
her sister thought it was excellent. My wife's review was it was no Twister. And I thought,
hold on, but Twister's no Twister.
Yeah, Twister's a shitty movie.
Yeah.
But you know, my wife's obsessed with weather phenomenon. So that shit fascinates her to no end. But she was like, that's ridiculous. It's no Twister.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's setting the bar awfully high.
I know. It was a funny review for a shitty movie.
Yeah.
That's like saying Tomb Raider was no Super Mario Brothers.
You're right,
really.
It's not.
It's like no, hold on. That's like seeing K-19 the Widowmaker and being like, it was no Down Periscope. Kelsey Grammer.
Oh shit.
Down Periscope is a fun movie.
It's like seeing the Ninja Turtles movie and saying it's not the Ninja Turtles movie.
But the original's good.
It's no Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
It's no Turtles in Time.
Oh god.
AIDS.
And I need a name.
Oh, you do need a name.
I need a name.
We've
got Dean Between.
Dean Between.
Which is probably the best name.
Best so
that
far.
We're going to come up with.
Ghost Powers,
Private Eye.
Yeah, and then we can call you...
Blender Man?
Really?
I'm just kidding. No.
Like Slender Man?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Blender
but,
Man?
But because I can blend into crowds.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a bit of a stretch. Hey, look, guys.
Yeah.
I showed up late to the naming...
Face Off. I think we'll call him Race Card.
Race Card.
Race Card. Fuck. I don't know.
Lineup?
The Changeling? I feel like that's already a hero.
I think it's a movie.
It's probably a villain.
With Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Mysticarine.
Mr. Steak.
Mr. Steak.
Mysteric.
Mysteric.
Mr. Steak.
Yeah. Captain Switch My Look.
I like it.
Captain Switch My Look.
Captain Switch My Look.
Hey, did you guys see the Dark Reap?
I got it. This is real.
Okay.
Instead of Two-Face, New Face.
New Face.
New Face.
I like that too. Although Captain Switch My Look is probably what I would check into hotels with.
Because you don't want people calling your room.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want people knowing that New Face is here.
Might be hard to make a dark reboot 20 years from now of Captain Switch My Look.
I want it to be gritty and like real life.
Yeah. So we got New Face, Dean Between.
Dean Between. And ghost powers.
And ghost powers.
I like it. We should form our, like meh, Justice League.
We
our selfish Justice League.
Those listeners. Hold on. Let me try this sentence one more time.
Power to power.
The listeners who draw, I want you to draw us as our superheroes.
Yes.
Make up a costume for us, whatever.
Much in the way that they drew us as furries.
Which
when we asked
nobody
them.
Ever
nope,
did.
Nobody did.
Nobody did. But we were a fledgling podcast still at that point. Maybe we have more listeners who are good drawists.
I got a third of the way through
and
drawing
then,
us
and
as furries.
And what happened? You lost the file or something?
My illustrator quit working, and I had to reboot a new illustrator, and I haven't gone back to it.
Poor furry versions
I've got me as an otter, Dean as a koala, but not like shaded or anything, just sort of roughed out, and I didn't get to you as a platypus.
God damn it. That was the most important one.
I know.
It was me.
I know. I'm sorry. But yeah, somebody out there who can draw us, I would
draw
love to see.
Draw our superhero.
Ghost powers, Dean Between, and New Face.
Yeah.
/ Captain Switch My Look.
Yeah. What would our team be?
I don't know. Yeah, what would our superpower team?
Nervous Nellies.
Three jackasses sitting in a triangle.
That was a Guardians reference.
Yeah.
The League of Extremely Malign Dudes.
This is the League of Sneaky Cunts. Because all of our powers have sneak factor.
We are, apart, we have special powers. Together, we are LOSC.
LOSC.
The League of Sneaky Cunts.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Good job.
The League of Sneaky Cunts.
We all have powers now.
Yeah.
LOSC.
Ghost powers.
Ghost
You'll
powers.
Get caught up in the
ghost powers.
Dean Between.
Dean Between.
I love it so much. Dean Between.
Yeah.
It's so fitting. It's so perfect a name.
What's funny is you're the more like confident one now because you use part of your real name in your hero name.
Yeah.
We have secret identities, but you're like, fuck that. I'm Dean Between.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'd like to think that Captain Switch My Look is like the original, and they had to rebrand him for
Where he had a weird helmet with like with flags on it or some
technicolor fucking suit and shit.
Yeah,
and long cape.
Captain Switch My Look is like the shitty old 1950s.
Yeah, like the golden age.
Then they did a revamp where they're like, we need to make it gritty.
Yeah,
yeah.
New face.
Lost my wife and kid.
He wears like fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a scene where someone goes, aren't you Captain Switch My Look?
Not anymore. Now I'm New Face.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Should we Nerdigory?
I think it's time for Nerdigories.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're about there.
Last week when your cousin was here, we did 80s action movies.
We did. 80s action movies.
Which was a fun one. I said we bump it up by 10 years and do 90s action movies.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of 90s action movies.
90s action films. Again, we're counting, they have to be mostly action.
Mostly action. I would say Pulp Fiction doesn't count.
No.
Yeah,
no. That's a crime drama.
If I see Pulp Fiction, I'm going to shit pussies.
Okay.
I'd like to see that. So.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Are they fuckable pussies?
Yeah.
Well, then shit away, sir.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but they're covered in shit.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll hose them off.
So we're going to break right now. We'll be right back. Boom.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now, before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day, a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists, too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Shy Kids listeners, it's Corey here to let you know that released today, Jeff Martin's Irie Me is out today. Go buy it wherever you buy digital music. In fact, what you could do is right above the chat that you're in right now, there's an Amazon banner. Click that Amazon banner and go search for Jeff Martin Irie Me and purchase it right now while you're sitting there listening to the Shy Kids.
Yeah.
It'll really help us out. Plus, it's really good music.
Yeah.
And well, thank you.
Yes.
Later.
Yeah, later. Well, thank you.
With a handy.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yes.
The one thing I cannot hide. When I'm all mixed up inside, come on, tell me why. Where fuck will all be found?
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are shy kids.
See it right
there.
Theme song. Theme song. Theme song.
Yeah, I got five.
And we're back.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Sort of a...
That was a subdued and we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're back!
Exterminate!
Yeah.
And we're back!
Yeah.
So, before the break, Doc, you introduced
90s action movies.
Which is a sequel to last week's Nerdigories.
80s action movies.
That it is.
Yeah.
Every time we try to do a movie list, it bums me out because there's so many movies that I want
to put. You have to leave shit off. Yeah.
Always get left off. Especially like our comedy lists, our 80s and 90s comedies list. I wrote like 12 fucking movies and was like,
how do I narrow this down to 5?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Sorry.
This was hard. I don't think I got past like 1996. And there's plenty from like 97 to 99 that are great. I don't think I got past that year.
Okay. Let's do it.
There's too many.
Who won last week?
Our guest.
Yeah.
Won last week.
Okay.
But I believe he went into a come dancing round with Dean, so I think Dean should go first.
So Dean would have won if the guest hadn't been there.
All right.
Truth. Dean, you go first. All right. Sir.
I didn't find this on the list I was looking at, but I could have sworn it was 90s. Terminator 2?
Yeah, definitely 90s.
Okay, yeah.
I had it, though.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
91. Or 93. One of those.
Or 95.
I believe 93. Or 91.
Could have been 99.
It was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely.
Terminator 2. Great film. I think it's the best Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those rare occurrences where the sequel is better than the first.
Correct.
Yep.
Did you not have it?
I did not have Terminator.
Okay, so me and Dean canceled. Fuck.
Yeah.
A duck.
All right.
Fuck. Which direction are we going?
Go, your turn.
Okay.
Yeah, we usually go clockwise.
First on my list is, of course, you got to rock the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. OG Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
That was 90, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it just barely made it in.
Right. Good job. I didn't have it.
No?
Did not. Nope.
No.
Ooh.
You mean you didn't want the second one where they fight with fruit instead?
Also in the 90s, but no.
Yeah. Okay. Or the third one where they go back in time and one of the turtles wants to fuck like a 4-year-old Chinese girl.
Not 4-year-old and Japanese, but
whatever.
Yeah. Michelangelo.
She was an immigrant in Japan.
Michelangelo is really hard up on a
one of them
young,
Vietnamese from Japan or whatever.
Young Asian girl. No.
Was it Michelangelo?
I think it was.
Or was it Raphael?
No, there's no way it was there.
No, yeah. I think it was Michelangelo.
All right.
Either
him
or Donatello.
Point for you.
All right. Okay. I'm surprised you guys didn't put Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No. Terminator 2 canceled. I'm going to go with another Arnold movie.
Arnold. Hala.
True Lies.
Predator 2.
Oh. True Lies.
Because he wasn't in Predator 2.
I should have put Predator 2. I forgot to fucking put it.
Carl
I love Predator 2. God damn it. Danny Glover's in that.
Danny Glover is in that.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm Danny Glover.
I was in that movie. Shit.
I fucked Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah, True Lies.
Did I mention I'm the movie star Danny Glover?
True Lies, by the way, mostly.
Because of Jamie Lee Curtis?
Her dance strip scene is one of the best ever.
So many people think that she was a hermaphrodite when she was born, and that she's
bullshit.
Ugly. And so they're fucking wrong.
If they've never seen True Lies, then if
they are fucking wrong.
Yeah, she might do yogurt shit commercials now, but
Activia.
True Lies.
It's
Jamie Lee Curtis was amazing.
Jamie Lee Curtis is amazing, just in general.
And she showed her tits in Trading Places, which was also really good.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I think she's even she rocks short hair well.
Oh yeah.
She still looks sexy with like even like a buzzed head.
I'd give her the old ghost powers. Yeah. With my dick.
I'd give her the Dean Between.
Ghost dick.
Yeah, I'd like to give her a new face. Full of ectoplasm.
Yeah. Hey, can't steal my jizz. All right, so point for me?
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't have True Lies. Also, although, great selection. It is a really good movie.
And Tom Arnold's in it, so that makes it really good, too.
It's the best thing Tom Arnold's ever done.
Yeah.
Because it's either that or The Stupids, and that was fucking stupid.
Yeah. It was stupid. So point for me, True Lies.
Point for you for True Lies.
Dean!
I've got Blade.
Blade? That was like 98?
I think so, around
there. Yeah.
I've never seen the Blade movies. Are they good?
Or 99.
Or is this like a nostalgia thing, or are they good?
I think it's a nostalgia thing because I was a teenager.
Blade 1 and 2
them.
Are good, in my opinion.
I've never been a real big fan of vampire
I gotta look
stuff.
This up. I don't know if that was 90s. I'm gonna call Dean out. Blade.
Saw it on my 90s Wikipedia article.
I would think it's Wesley
Are you
Snipes.
You cheated? No.
Wesley Snipes in his heyday?
98.
Was definitely
you're right.
90s.
You're right. Yeah, 98. Blade 2 was like 2000.
But it's a good movie?
First Blade is great. Second Blade is great. Third Blade stinks.
Doesn't that have Patton Oswalt in it?
Yeah, it doesn't make it good.
Yeah, I know.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Patton Oswalt's in the third Blade.
He's in the third Blade.
He's like a scientist or something.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, Blade, I made you a new fucking Gatling gun.
Now I only want to watch Blade 3.
You should. It's terrible. Whistler's daughter.
Yeah, I'm not really into like vampire movies.
Blade is good.
Vampires don't really do it for me, but...
Yeah.
But Blade is good.
Okay.
I'll have to check it out.
Point for Blade.
Yep. Next on my list is probably one of my favorite movies from the 90s in general.
Okay.
And that's The Rocketeer.
Action? Really?
No.
Does he fight people?
He does.
He does?
Yeah.
I just remember him flying.
He fights Nazis in front of the
observatory.
All right,
then that works.
And then a giant blimp explodes.
I don't remember enough about it.
If it has Nazis in it, it's an action movie, like Schindler's List.
You know what two movies I constantly get mixed up, and it's ridiculous? But I get The Rocketeer mixed up with Forever Young.
Mel Gibson sleeping for a long time.
Is he both?
Is Forever Young.
Oh.
The Rocketeer is just the dude with finds a rocket
in the
pack.
40s.
Yeah.
So Mel Gibson's from the 40s.
Yes.
And Rocketeer takes place in the 40s, so that's why I get them mixed up.
The Rocketeer was done by the same director that eventually did Captain America.
Yeah, and he did a good job.
And I love Captain America because it had that same sort of vibe. Like it had a similar sort of...
We're going to go fight the Great War.
Yeah, the film, yeah. Film
Punch
quality.
Hitler in the face.
Yeah.
Coming up next on Butch and Birch.
It's probably
Butch
also why...
Butch and Birch. Yeah. Butch and Birch, tender to the troops.
Butch and Birch.
Yeah.
It's probably why I like Captain America so much. The Captain America is probably my favorite Marvel movie franchise right now.
Good job. Point.
And it all stems back to my love for The Rocketeer.
Point for The Rocketeer.
Yes.
Next one for me.
Also Disney.
Yeah, it was Disney. Next one for me, and I hope I get a point for Point Break.
It wasn't on my list.
No. Nope. Yes!
Although...
Johnny Utah.
I guess action film.
Point Break is totally an action film.
Yeah, they're like trying to have a gunfight while they're falling from a plane.
Yeah, you know? and like the bank robberies and
it's
extreme surfing.
It's more or less a crime drama, but
it's an action film.
It's
also supporting role Gary Busey.
Yeah,
I would say it's about as loose an action film as you can get.
Yeah.
There's more surfing.
Right.
Scenes than there are like
but those are
gun shootout
action-y.
Action scenes.
Well, it's like saying Top Gun is all volleyball scenes.
Well, there's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's the best
scene. Yeah, but in here it's all volleyball scenes.
Yeah, right?
Point Break point for Point Break.
Yeah, you get a point.
Yes!
I didn't have it.
All right. My next one, even though they turned into shit, is the first Matrix movie.
Oh, that was 99, yeah.
Oh, barely. You snuck in.
Yeah.
First Matrix was really good.
It was.
Yeah.
They should have stopped.
Yeah.
Or just made better, more.
Yeah, and maybe
just stopped.
And maybe held back on the writing in the first one a little bit, because it's a little, looking back at it, it's a little much.
Nebuchadnezzar. N is for, never mind.
E is for Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah. Nebuchadnezzar. B is for Bebuchadnezzar.
Bebuchadnezzar.
C is for Knezzar. Yeah.
The Matrix.
Point for
that,
the Matrix.
I remember that movie blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Like when I saw The Matrix, it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really doesn't age well, though.
It doesn't?
No.
I haven't seen it recently.
I haven't watched it in a long
time. I saw some clips from it earlier, and it's not, no.
Whoa.
Like the way that they're dressed, like, it's just so dated in
we
like,
just had
the
back-to-back Keanu movies.
Oh, that's true.
You did. That's right.
Point Break. And
I don't have a single Keanu movie.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, get ready for more.
Oh, boy.
All right. Point for Dean.
Point. Next. Point for, yes.
Corey.
For The Matrix.
Yeah.
Next on my list is more of like an indie action film.
All right. Indiana
also,
Jones.
No, it's sort of it's more low key.
Oh, Avengers or Thor.
No,
not low key. Okay.
No. And it's also the first time we're introduced to the wonderful actress Natalie Portman, and that's Leon the Professional.
Oh, you just like to jack to the little
girl. Yeah, you just like seeing her nipples go through her shirt.
No.
No, that is a good movie.
It is a fantastic movie.
I reference it a lot.
I just saw it
everyone.
I just saw it again for
prom.
Like a week ago.
Okay.
It came on like Showtime or whatever.
Yeah.
And
After Dark.
And I as I was watching it, I kept saying to myself, like, fuck, I forgot how great this movie is.
This is a good movie.
Jean Reno.
It's the reason why I'm scared to death of peek holes in indoors.
There's a hole in the wall where the men can see it all.
But yeah. The Professional.
Yeah. Yep. Good job. I almost put that, actually.
Yeah, I almost did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It is. My next one is another Keanu hit. Speed.
I almost put Speed.
Yeah. You should have.
Almost put Speed. If only for Dennis Hopper.
Yeah. Pop quiz, hot shot. Don't fuck with daddy.
Don't fuck daddy.
Also,
don't fuck daddy.
That's my wife's theme song. Oh!
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 Kidding. Love you, baby.
Yeah. She has my number.
There's also, like, I remember being fucking super shocked by the ice pick scene in the very beginning.
Yeah.
Because I saw that movie when I was young.
Yeah.
And it wasn't billed as like that kind of a movie. And like within the first 15 minutes, a dude gets an ice pick through the ear.
Yeah, you're just like Runaway Bus movie.
Yeah. It's like, holy shit.
Dude, I almost put the second one with the boat.
Cruise Control?
No, I did not almost put that.
No, that one was terrible.
That'd be stupid. Yeah.
Although Speed also was terrible.
Oh yeah, but it's great terrible. Yeah.
But it is great. It is great.
Terrible. I'll watch it anytime it's on.
It is terribly fantastic.
If it could be on the edited shitty like Channel 5 version.
Yeah.
I'll watch the shit out of it. Yeah,
kick his butt.
It is. I agree. That is one that if
don't mess with Daddy.
Yeah, I'll catch it at any point during the movie and be like, well, I've got to watch the rest
of
this.
Jeff Daniels dies. So sad.
I know.
Yeah. R.I.P. Jeffy D.
Yeah.
All right, point for me.
All right.
Dean.
My next one is Escape from L.A.
Oh, I forgot to put that too.
Yeah,
Holy shit.
You played Escape from New York last week.
I did, yep. And I like L.A. more.
You mentioned that if we did a 90s one, you would put Escape from
L.A.
and then you forgot.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
The most realistic portrayal of L.A. in a film.
It really is. It really is. That is a great one.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I did not have it because I haven't seen
Snake
Escape.
Plissken.
I have not seen the Snake movies.
Snake. Oh, you got to see them. I have them both. I can let you borrow them.
Nah, it's all right.
They're really bad.
Speaking of Snake movies, I like Metal Gear Solid, too.
That's not a movie.
Well, the cutscenes.
They made a Metal Gear Solid, too? Yeah, they did.
Cutscenes.
Yeah, I get it.
See, because it's less video game, more of a movie.
Because they talk a lot.
Two and
games.
Four have the longest fucking cutscenes.
I know.
Can you skip them?
Yes.
Well, then... Just
well, then the game's like an hour long.
No. You just don't know why you're doing the things you're doing.
Yeah.
All right, Corey.
Next on my list is a movie that was the first time, I think, that we got to see Al Pacino and Robert De Niro together in a movie.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about.
It also has the craziest bank robbery scene.
Yeah.
And Val Kilmer.
88 minutes. No.
And Val Kilmer with a ponytail.
Oh, yeah.
Before he got fat. And that's Heat.
Heat. The heat is on. Is that on the soundtrack?
It is the heat of the moment.
Oh, God.
Tell it to your heartbeat.
Point for you. I didn't have it.
Heat.
Did you have it, Dean?
I did not.
No, Heat.
It had that dancing with canned heat in it.
No.
Got canned heat in my heels. Dance now.
Feeling heat. Hot. That was on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Me had some fire. Buster Poindexter.
Yeah, the Bloodhound Gang was on there with The Roof is on Fire.
Yeah. Point for Corey. My last one, classic movie, should be Oscar worthy.
I'm scared.
Demolition Man.
No.
Yes.
That is a guilty pleasure movie.
What's my boggle? That movie's great.
Oh, with the shells.
Oh, the shells.
And like Taco Bell runs the future.
Taco Bell everywhere. That's my ultimate future. That's what I want from America. It's Taco Bell's every restaurant. Holy shit.
Oh, wait. Demolition Man. Is that the one where Stallone goes back?
No, he goes forward.
He goes forward in time.
He gets frozen.
And Sandra Bullock teams up with him.
Yeah.
And they have mind sex?
They have mind sex.
And then it's implied that Sandra Bullock is his daughter?
No, it's never implied that.
I'm pretty sure it's implied.
It's not at all.
I'm pretty sure that they imply that Sandra Bullock is his daughter.
It's never implied that. That was your own little fantasy.
No, I'm pretty sure that they describe his daughter in future times, and it's exactly Sandra Bullock.
No, that does not happen.
Okay.
No. Pretty sure they do mind fuck.
Pretty sure they were setting that up, and then they mind.
No, he like fucks her again at the end.
Yeah,
there's no way. It's not
creepy.
Oh shit! Big spoiler. I'll cut that. It's not this blank movie that I bleeped. Yeah, that one that I just bleeped again. All right. Point for me, Demolition Man.
Point for Demolition
Man.
Yeah,
Dean.
I've got this was kind of a cop out one, but I put Independence.
Cop out was not in the 90s.
Independence Day.
Yeah,
totally counts.
It doesn't,
yeah,
it
but doesn't. I don't like the movie that much. So
well, fucking look at my list.
Yeah. But yeah, I put
so you're just like that was a 90s action film.
I was looking through the list of 90s movies. There's a lot
Welcome to Earth.
There's a lot of shitty movies. There's a lot of like I like it because it's bad.
Yeah,
made these lists.
Yeah, definitely.
Except for my list is pretty solid.
Point for Independence Day.
Yeah. Yeah, Independence Day. It wants to be a better film than it is.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
There's just like, there's pockets of absolute horseshit.
I'd say the first half is solid.
Then he punches an alien.
And he punches
and then they upload a computer virus and a computer.
Yeah, a Mac. They just take a MacBook up to space.
Just plug it into completely alien technology yeah. And it works.
Fans have tried to explain that, by the way, that we based our technology off of theirs because we had that spaceship. At Area 51.
Yeah.
Area 51. There's, you know, Patrice O'Neill?
Mm-hmm.
He did this bit on O&A, yes, where he was talking about Independence Day and how dumb it was. And because they fly the spaceship up to the mothership.
Uh-huh.
to, you know, upload the virus or whatever. And he goes, why would they let a spaceship fly back up to them? Why would they trust that? Why would they see a spaceship and let it fly back up? And wouldn't they be going, isn't that the 1950s model?
Seriously.
This is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, they never upgrade their ships at all.
It's very, very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. Look at the tail fins.
It's all boxy and shit.
That's the 1950s model.
It's made out of cast iron.
Everything is chrome. We don't fuck. Everything's plastic now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Point for Dean. Last on my... There's lots of points going around, by the way.
I know, right?
Last on my list is only because I had to put a Jackie Chan movie on. Because I watched fucking the shit out of Jackie Chan movies in the 90s.
Which one did you put? Put the good one.
I put Rumble in the Bronx.
That one's okay. I like the one where he fights with a ladder. That's my favorite.
He does that in Rumble in the Bronx.
Bullshit.
He fights in a warehouse with a he fights with a bunch of shit.
Actually,
in that
correction.
Scene.
My favorite is Drunken Master.
Yeah, that's probably mine too.
Yeah.
I was going to the when he jumped.
Wait,
over
you didn't
to
like
American
the tuxedo?
No. No.
But his foot is in the camera on the poster.
Yeah.
Rumble in the Bronx is he's in a warehouse and he battles with a ladder.
Points.
And he battles with a refrigerator, and he gets he squashes some dudes with a pinball machine.
Yeah.
And he does that climby corner thing.
Yeah, the climby corner thing. That's what he calls it.
Up a wall.
That was the Chinese
fence.
Title.
He calls
for
it
the
climby corner.
Oh,
accents.
All right.
Rumble in the Bronx.
Good job, point.
Because I've also seen that one recently again.
Yeah.
And still love the shit out of it.
Yeah. You know, I forgot to put Hard Boiled.
I don't know.
It's a really good one. That's the one of John Woo's early films.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, you know what? You know what's crazy about Rumble in the Bronx?
What's that? They fight in the Bronx?
Yes. It's filmed in New York.
In the Bronx.
There are Chinese actors.
Mm-hmm.
There are American actors.
Mm-hmm.
The entire movie, every actor talks in their native tongue. And the entire movie is overdubbed in English. Even the English-speaking
That's
parts.
Like those fucking Italian westerns they used to do shit like that.
It's fucking wacky.
Yeah.
It is fucking wacky.
Yeah.
And there's a kid... There's a kid that that Jackie Chan is sort of befriends.
Oh,
and
no time for love, Mr. Chan.
He's in a wheelchair, and a lot of the movie has to do with something that was put in his wheelchair.
Yeah.
There's a
bomb in his wheelchair.
There's a part in the movie where he's playing like a Game Boy or a Sega system.
Yeah,
like a handheld system, and there's no cartridge.
Yeah,
yeah, that shit happened a lot in the 90s.
And he's playing the shit out of this game, and I'm like, there's no fucking cartridge there. And now that's all I can see when I see that
there's
scene.
This game system where it's like a shitty cheap game system you can buy at like Walmart or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and the box cover has these kids playing Mario 1. The controllers turn sideways, and they're both playing, but it's one player.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous,
and they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, it's like buy this super game system. Yeah.
Yeah, but Rumble in the Bronx.
Cool.
Point.
So I have four.
I've got four.
I have five.
Motherfucker, clean sweep.
I just fucking swept your asses.
I'm just glad we didn't have to come dance.
Yeah.
That's true.
I want to go home.
Yeah, me too.
It's late.
I have to go to Seattle.
By the way, listening
Are
back
you leaving
to-
for Seattle right now?
No, tomorrow, but I got to pack and shit.
Yeah, we're not going to have Dean next week. Well, we will have Dean, but he'll be played by somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dean's going to PAX in Seattle again, which happened last year around this time.
It did.
Yeah.
And you're going to go up there and hang out with our friends from Shark Tank, too, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Are you going to do like an episode of something with them?
We're probably just going to be getting high.
You should do their tabletop show.
Something tells me that no.
Yeah, I don't see you as the high-end type.
I don't believe you are going up there to get high.
Yeah, that's all I do.
Though it's legal.
Yeah,
I don't see that you partaking.
No. You should play their tabletop show, whatever that is called.
Oh yeah,
Questonauts. I don't know.
Table tits.
You know what we should do is we should have them all Skype in.
No.
Next week
they're gonna be busy.
I'm going up there to have fun.
Yeah, so what I've done for this isn't business.
I'm just saying. This is fun.
We'll have Dean. Dean will be here in spirit.
All right.
Yeah.
Be shooting my favorite movie is Shunigatsu.
Maybe 2000s action films.
Maybe next week is the week we try out our karaoke themed episodes.
No, we got to wait for Dean for that.
You've been wanting to do.
No, we would need Dean for that.
We can do all the songs with all the big ranges and pitches that I'm so good at.
We need Dean to do video game music.
Yeah.
There is no sense crying over every mistake. Okay. Plugs. Corey wins. Plugs. Dean, go.
Go to deanbotino.com. Go to society6.com/FrutzyCollins. Follow at FrutzyCollins on Twitter.
Boom. Go to
DocWheely.com.
DocWheely.com. I'm at DocuWeeds on Twitter. Facebook.com/DocuWeeds. And you can hear my new Doctor Who podcast.
You can hear my new Doctor Who podcast.
My new Doctor Who podcast with Rorschach from It's All About Me. Our show is called Two Fat Daleks. We discuss every new episode of Doctor Who, and that comes out every Tuesday at sharktank.com. Shark with a C instead of K. C instead of K.
Yes.
C instead of K.
Sharstank.
Sharstank. Yes, exactly. Corey.
If you're listening on More Like Radio, Irie Me by Jeff Martin has been released today.
Who?
Today. Yes. Go out and buy Irie Me by Jeff Martin.
Change your username and then click the Amazon banner and then you can go fucking buy it.
Go through the Amazon banner right above the chat right now if you're listening in the More Like Radio live page.
Yeah.
And go buy it. Although I'd prefer you buy it on iTunes.
Corey, no.
Just saying.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Amazon is cheaper. So I'd rather you buy it on iTunes. But you can buy Irie Me.
Way to tell them where it's cheaper. You get a bargain at Amazon.
Amazon always undercuts.
Yeah.
The other markets.
Dicks.
It's probably why they're so huge.
Yes.
But yeah, go buy that album right now. It's a 3-song EP. It's probably only $3, like $2.99.
Yeah.
Something like that. So it's cheap, and the music is good, and I played bass on it, and I co-produced it, and really proud of the work that went into it.
Yeah.
I also drew the album art.
Ooh. I drew the Two Fat Daleks logo.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. Although I did dislike your use of every font for your logo.
I did two. Two is the Doctor Who font.
Yeah.
Fat is a font called Fat. And Daleks is the Dalek font.
Right.
Yeah. Because there is a Dalek font.
I know. It works. It's just like that's sort of a pet peeve of most graphic designers.
Oh,
like
I know.
Anytime you use more than two fonts.
That was the idea. Piss off graphic designers.
Just use Helvetica, Comic Sans, and Dirty Headline.
Don't use Comic
Sans.
Hold on.
Papyrus. Shit.
Papyrus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Every
party.
Every Greek menu uses Papyrus.
Yeah. Impact and Arial Black.
Yeah. Cooper.
Fuck Cooper. Hobo, Hobo STD.
Yeah. There is one called Hobo.
Yeah,
there
is. It's Hobo Standard.
It's called Hobo STD.
It's Hobo Standard.
Holy shit.
That's like your generic 70s font.
I write everything in Wingdings.
So go buy Jeff Martin's EP, Irie Me. Share it with your friends. Tell all your friends. If you're listening to this on the downloaded podcast on Monday, it's already been out for a couple of days, but that doesn't mean you can't go buy it.
You can still go buy it.
You can still buy it.
Yeah.
It's still available for
still
you.
It's not going to disappear.
So everybody listening on More Like Radio, buy it from Amazon. Everybody listening on the download, buy it from iTunes.
Boom. There you go.
There's a More Like Radio exclusive on Amazon. Click the banner. Other than that, no other plugs.
Shykids.com.
Shykids.com. Comments at the Shykids.
Let's do our new official outro.
We have an official outro?
Ghost Power signing off.
Say it.
What? Say it.
Ghost Power signing
off. No, not what I said. Your
You're
own.
Not Ghost Power.
Oh, fuck. Dean Between, away from the scene.
And this is New Face reminding you that this never happened.
Boom. White lines.
Visions, dreams, or passion.
Going through my mind.
And all the while, I think of you.
Something of a phenomenon.
Baby.
Something of a phenomenon.
Not, nope.
That's not
they don't say it again.
What do they say?
Something else.
Something of a phenomenon, baby.
Telling everybody to come along. That's what it is.
Those white lines
blow away. Blow!
Yeah, I'm giving it some time.
Ticket to ride. White line highway. Tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll. Sell your soul. Pound for pound costs more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white line go a long way. Even up your nose or through your veins with nothing to gain except killing your name. Freeze! Rock! Freeze! Rock! I get higher, baby. I get higher, baby. Don't ever come down. Free base!
fucking white people.
White people ruining all our music. Singing out of key.
Yeah.
Stay tuned after the break for the best of the Shy Kids.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ollie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ollie, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ollie. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids, shy kids.
We are the shy kids.
See it right there. It's done. Theme song. Theme song. Theme song.
Hey, it's Doc. So we got some best of because we have some time left. This is from episode 27. Called The Day Without a Dean. Dean was out sick that day, so we had to record an episode without him. And this is our round of nerdigories where it was me, Corey, and fake Dean playing around in nerdigories. The category was the shows you watched as a kid that were live action. Your live action children's shows or whatever. Shows you watched as a kid that were live action. Yeah. Here we go.
Doc will be playing for Dean. I'll be playing for myself, and Doc will be playing for Doc. So
no, I'm playing for Doc, and Dean is playing for Dean.
Oh, Dean's playing for
Dean. Yeah, Dean. Right. Dean is here.
Dean.
Yeah. Now, Dean, I think you won last week.
Dean, you did win last week.
So you get to go first. Okay. My first one is Shuni Gatsi Mahime. Dean, what's that? Oh, that's a live-action Japanese show. They, like, fight monsters and get into swords. It's actually what Power Rangers is based off of. But It's I like the original better.
Oh, I want to call Shenanigans, but
because
no
of
idea.
All the Asians. Dean, I don't think this really exists. I mean, I know Power Rangers was based off something, but that sounds like a made-up gibberish title. No, it's real.
It doesn't even sound Japanese.
Shunigatsi Mahime. I guess Dean gets a point.
Yeah, I can't dispute it, and he knew specifics about it. So I
wouldn't know how to spell it to look it up.
It's not on my list. That's for sure.
Oh, it is on my list, actually.
Oh,
no.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
Dean,
no.
Dean gets
point
a point.
To Dean.
Yeah.
Point to Dean.
Corey.
First on my list is Beakman's World.
That's a very good choice.
Fucking loved Beakman's
that
World.
That is a very good choice.
We've discussed on this show before that I was more of a Beakman's World guy than a Bill Nye guy.
Bill Nye. I was more of a Bill Nye guy, but I loved Beakman's World, too.
Although, now, more of a Bill
Nye. Oh, yeah. What the fuck is Beakman doing?
He's in Jersey somewhere, yeah. I'm sure. Not doing much. Talking to rats, hoping they respond back about inertia.
Just so everyone knows, I'm going to cut some of the coughing, but I've been coughing my brains out for the last 10 minutes. So if I sound like raspy voiced and terrible, that's why.
I think it's the Dean voice that you're putting on.
I think. I mean, what do you mean, Corey? Dean's right here.
Yeah.
My first one's Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, that's a good one. I did not put that.
I loved Mr. Belvedere when I was a kid.
I don't think I put any sitcoms.
I actually went back
and
rewatched the pilot to Mr. Belvedere because I couldn't remember how they got together. Like, why he joined their family. But why did he join the family is what I wanted to know.
They hired a butler?
Yeah, they were looking for a housekeeper, and he just showed up on their doorstep and was like, I'm answering the ad in your paper. And the dad was like, fuck no. We're not going to get some big old dude. We need, like, just a housekeeper.
They were hoping for a Mexican lady?
Pretty much. and then there was, like,
Hello,
a snowstorm.
I'm here to answer your ad for the cleaning.
And then there was a snowstorm.
I do not do windows.
Is that Dean doing
that? Yeah, that was Dean. Dean doing a Mexican voice.
Got it. And then there was a snowstorm, so he couldn't leave. So he had to stay the night. And then he, like, solved a fuckload of their problems during his night of staying there.
Really?
Yeah. And so they were like, all right, you get the job, motherfucker. Yeah. Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah.
Dean, your next one? Okay. My next one is Setsumiho. What?
Wait, what's that, Dean?
What is that?
Setsumiho.
Well, Setsumiho. I've turned into
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried. Setsumiho is another Japanese fighting robot show, but this is a different one, which they based VR Troopers off of. Really? Mm-hmm. They did that twice? Yeah. It was like the California Dreams to Power Rangers. All right, well, I guess Dean gets a point because we can't...
We could Google it, I guess.
I don't know how to spell Setsumiho. Yeah. Miho sounds Spanish, Dean. Whatever, I don't know. They're Japanese. They make up weird words.
You guys just don't understand. Yeah, all right, point to Dean.
Point to
sure.
Dean, I guess.
I really want to call Shenanigans on that one, though.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Corey's turn.
Next on my list is Saved by the Bell.
I also had Saved by the Bell.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Of course, who didn't watch
it's
that?
It's a damn good show.
In our era, generation, who didn't watch Saved by the Bell?
It's true. My next one is Small Wonder.
Did not have Small Wonder. That show creeped me the fuck out.
Yeah, the little robot girl?
Yes.
I loved it. I couldn't
Vicky
get enough.
Vicky creeped me the fuck out.
I loved the little robot girl. It was a bad show.
It was terrible.
When I was a kid, loved it.
Terrible show. It was like daytime TV's Alf.
Yeah, very much so.
Only Alf was a funny character.
Yeah,
Vicky.
Alf was a very
creepy
funny
as fuck.
Yeah, she was, but I liked it.
Yeah. Dean?
My next one is the Black Power Hour.
The what?
The Black Power Hour.
No.
It was like a rival of Soul Train.
Hold on.
It was on the other channel.
No. There's no the other channel?
Instead of the channel Soul Train was on, it was on the other one.
No. I doubt very seriously that there was a fucking show called the Black Power Hour.
Dean, are you sure?
They would only give them a half hour anyway.
They sang Funkadelic, and Bootsy Collins was a guest star every episode.
Every episode.
It was
a public access show.
I don't think you get a point for that,
yeah,
Dean.
I'm going to call shenanigans on that.
Dean does not get a point for the Black Power Hour.
Man.
Sorry.
Black Power.
You guys are just haters.
You guys are racist.
Totally racist. Corey's turn.
Man, fuck. The next on my list is the X-Files.
Okay. I was scared of that as a kid. I was a little pussy boy.
I love the X-Files so much.
Yeah.
And it was one of those where, like, because my dad liked it, and I liked it, like, it was one of the, because it came out at, like, 9 o'clock on Sundays.
You could bond over it?
Well, one we bonded over, but, like, it was a special treat to be able to stay up a little later and watch television on a school night.
Yeah.
So I think that's why it also holds a fond place in my heart. I think if I went back and watched episodes, I'd be like, meh.
Yeah.
But I did love that
show. Not enough black people for me. I prefer the Asian X-Files called Tsitsa Micha.
Was that next on your list, Dean?
No. No, it wasn't. Why would you answer for me, Doc?
You should have put it on your list.
Yeah.
It's what the X-Files was based on, was it?
Dean, your voice hurts. My next one is Alf.
Alf, I did not put it, but
I love Alf.
Alf is great.
Alf was fantastic. So I get a point.
Yeah.
Dean, your next one. 2020 with Hugh Downs and Barbara Walters. Specifically those two co-hosts.
Shit.
I loved learning about all the issues when I was 5.
You know, I don't doubt that. Points
to Dean.
Points to Dean. You know, it's funny. I would try to watch, because that came on Friday nights, right?
Yeah.
It was like TGIF, and then 2020 would come on after.
2020 would, like, be after it.
10 o'clock or something like that?
I always waited for that TGIF to end.
TGIF sucked.
Yeah.
It's all about 2020.
I wanted to watch 2020.
He would watch SNCC, Are You Afraid of the Dark, and then switch over to 2020.
Yeah.
Even though that doesn't make sense, Friday, Saturday, whatever.
It does not.
all right, 20 points.
Points for Dean.
Next on my list is Hey Dude.
Hey Dude, okay.
From Nickelodeon.
That was, yeah.
It had Ben Stiller's wife.
Yeah, it was the Dude Ranch show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched the shit out of that show.
It was the Western version of Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah, yes it was. Yes, it was.
That's a good one. I didn't have it. It was my turn, too, right?
Yeah, next. Okay. You're number 4.
Well, this is actually my last one because we canceled Saved by the Bell.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We canceled out Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I see.
So this is my last one.
All right, go ahead.
I used to watch this all the time as a kid because it came on all the time when I was a kid. I Love Lucy.
You son of a bitch.
Did you have that?
I watched it all the time as a kid, too.
No.
My mom loved that show, and it's something that, like, they would play, like, mini marathons.
Yeah.
I know so much about I Love Lucy. From watching that damn show. You fucking son of a... That was my dark horse.
I'm pretty sure I've seen every episode.
I took a trip to Universal Studios once.
Yeah.
And they used to have a Lucy store. When you go down the giant
escalator.
I remember
that. I remember the Lucy store.
There was this Lucy store. And in that Lucy store, you could take a Lucy quiz.
Yeah.
I got every single one of those answers correct.
Nice!
That's
what was the correct pronunciation of vitamin de Vegemin? That was it.
Yeah, that was it. I can't believe you put... hell.
Dean.
Go ahead, Dean.
Is this the last one now?
It should be Dean's... Is it Dean's last one? Yeah, it should be Dean's last one.
Yeah, right? Dean's last one.
Or maybe he has...
No, he does have one more.
He did the Power Rangers, the VF...
I'm pretty sure
Troopers.
He has one more. It was Shunigatsu Mahime. I don't know why I remember that so well, but I do. It was Setsu Miho, the Black Power Hour, which he
no
did
points.
Not get points
no
for.
No points.
And 2020. So he has one more.
One more, okay.
Yeah, okay. Dean, what is it? Dinosaurs.
Shit. Oh, why didn't I put dinosaurs?
Wow, that's
son
a really
of a bitch.
Good one, Dean.
That's
I wish
a really
I
good
of that.
Show. God damn.
I love the I'm the baby, gotta love me.
That had the most depressing series end ever.
It really did.
They fucking got extinct.
They all got extinct. I felt it was fitting for a show. It made me feel something.
It was like Dark Winter, and then there was like a news anchor. It was like the final scene. He's like, we're all dead. Fuck it. Like slow fade away from their house as just utter annihilation is happening, and then black.
I loved the depressing ending.
It makes sense.
Wow, Dean, you are dark.
Oh, point to Dean.
Point to Dean.
All right.
Are we done, or did you have one more?
Well, since I got canceled on my last one, yeah, I don't have any more.
We're done. Okay, so I have 3 points.
1, 2, 3 points for me.
3 points for Dean? Me. Dean, I have 4.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, motherfucker.
Fucking not even here, and he wins.
Dean wins again.
You asshole.
This is like 3 in a row.
What can I say?
God damn it, Dean.
Oh,
I'd like to thank the Academy. Can we end before I die?
Yeah, let's get out of here before you keel over.
Ah, why did I make Dean's voice so hard to do?
You could have just gone like, you could have just done that.
Dean, we miss you. You not being here is ruining my throat.
Yeah. You not being here almost killed Doc. It's killing him.
Don't ever do this to us again.
Hopefully next week we'll be...
This whole show felt off kilter.
It did. Oh, we got through stories without interjection.
Yeah. It was terrible. Oh, I like interruptions and funny comments, and we didn't have any.
People are going to hate this episode.
Oh, God.
Oh, whatever. All right, should we do plugs? Dean.
Let's do plugs. Dean. Oh, no.